Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the race for Congressional District 2. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, and today's guest is Kate Marshall, the state treasurer and the Democratic nominee in the 2nd Congressional District.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin, Susan Fisher, and Howard Rosenberg. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program the state treasurer, Kate Marshall. She's also a candidate for Congressional District 2, running as a Democrat. You were certainly picked by the Central Committee, almost unanimously, it would appear. And it's a pleasure to have you on the program to talk about this. My first question is, running in CD 2, which has such a huge Republican advantage, when are you going to become a Republican?
Well, I don't mind being a Democrat, but really what I am first is a Nevadan. And really, this is all about the voters in Nevada. It's not about Democrats. It's not about Republicans. It's about the voters in CD2, every single one of them.
Okay,
and
but
that's
of course
what I seek to reach
right,
out
but
to.
Of course it's about Republicans and Democrats. No Democrat has ever held this seat. Jill Derby got as close to it 2 times ago when she ran. How are you going to convince the staunch Republicans, the staunch right-wingers in rural Nevada, that you're the person to be their leader?
But I think this way of categorizing it is for the pundits. It's what are we going to do in the news analysis? And I think for the people, it's completely different. It's like, who is this person? Are they going to represent me? Do they care? Do they care about jobs? Do they care about education? Do they care about Social Security and Medicare? Do they care about the things that are important to me? If so, then that's the person who I want to represent me.
Kate, one of the things that I see about Congressional District 2 is that it encompasses all 17 counties of Nevada, including the 15 counties in rural Nevada. Now, Harry Reid has come out in support of you, and, you know, we talked about the support of the Senate Majority Leader at the caucus, but Harry Reid lost 14 of 15 rural counties. So how close can you saddle up to Senator Reid and still win the rural Nevada?
But I hope to saddle up close to every Nevadan in CD2. I'm very appreciative of his support.
of but Senator Reid's.
Absolutely, but I need the support of everybody in that district. I need them all to vote for me. And so he is one vote, and I go after every vote. It is true that CD2 is very large. It may be one of the largest districts in the lower 48.
Right.
Yes, so there's a huge geographical area, but don't forget, I'm the state treasurer. Currently, I represent the entire state of Nevada, and I have spent a lot of time driving through there because I do college savings. I do the Millennium Scholarship. I do unclaimed property. A year ago, I was out in Elko because the school district had $225,000 in unclaimed property, and I drove out there to give it back to them. So I have been out 80, back on 50, to Pioche. I've been to the Bulls Balls Festival out there, you know, so I know this state.
In the story in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Ed Vogel was writing about it, and he said that Nancy Price, who stepped down so that you wouldn't have competition from her, said, I don't think she can win because of the Senator Reid connection and because she was endorsed by Emily's list. What do you think about that?
I think I've won twice before with both those endorsements.
But still, there is an issue in rural Nevada. Do you feel with a feeling that people are not popular with Harry Reid, and you're saddling up with Harry Reid? He's giving you help in your campaign.
I feel that people in CD2 are popular with me, and I love them, and I reach out to them. And it's really about them. It's not about Washington. It's not about Senator Reid. It's about those voters there, their jobs, the education of their children, Social Security and Medicare.
And also, I want to just go back, because it took me a moment there to think of this, but really, you won statewide twice, but you also had a huge block of Democratic voters in Clark County to help along with that.
And a huge block of voters in Washoe, and a block of voters in Carson, and a block of voters in that swath of Clark County, and a block of voters in Baker, and a block of voters in Ely, and Eureka, and Austin, and Elko. Yes, absolutely. When you win statewide, you collect your votes one by one throughout the state.
All right, and I'm not disagreeing with you, and I'm not disagreeing with your attitude. I think your attitude is great towards this, because I think you've got an uphill battle, and if you didn't have this kind of positive attitude, it wouldn't work. Let's place you and Mark Amadei side by side and say, what are the differences between you and Mark Amadei?
You know who has an uphill battle right now? It's the people in this state. We have the highest unemployment in this in the country.
Okay, you just ducked my question. I don't mind you answering that question.
No, I'm there.
But answer the question between you and Mark Amadei. What are the differences, and why would you be a better representative than Mark Amadei to go to CD2?
Yes, I'm there because I care about their issues.
And he doesn't?
I don't know what he cares about. But my focus is on jobs, it's on education, it's on the quality of life for our senior citizens.
Okay, but if you plan to run a campaign that's probably going to be what? Maybe as much as $1 million?
It will be expensive,
okay.
I think.
Okay, and you haven't done your research on who Mark Amadei is and why you would be a better candidate?
I think you do your research on the people of Nevada, and then I think I have two opponents right now, right?
Come on.
I have Kirk Leupold and Mark Amadei, correct?
If the Secretary of State gets his way with the ballot royale, but that's not a definite at this point either. But I'm just trying to say to you, you know, you are two candidates. What is the difference between you and Mark Amadei? And don't tell me that you have not studied, or your campaign has not studied who Mark Amadei is.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I bring to the campaign is the fact that I have a lot of fiscal experience, and that I've been able as state treasurer to kind of give the state a steady hand through this fiscal crisis, the greatest fiscal crisis since the Great Depression. And that experience I have in the other candidates in this race, they do not have that. I think some of the comments that are being made by the other candidates in this race are reckless. They are financially irresponsible.
For example?
Just talking about where do we go financially in this country. And one of the places we have to go is we have to create jobs. And in order to do that, you have to have a robust economy. You don't play chicken with this economy. You have to go forward in a very steady way.
Well, would you be specific in what comments that have been made by either of your potential opponents?
Yes, I think both my potential opponents support the Ryan budget. I do not, because basically it gives subsidies for oil companies, and in order to make up for that, it, in the words of the Wall Street Journal, ends Medicare. And I think that's absolutely inappropriate.
All right, let's take a break. More with Kate Marshall when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
These are the greatest classic rock bands of all time.
Feels like the first time.
So get ready to relive rock at its best with the complete classic rock collection. The 100 greatest classic rock songs of all time on one unbelievable 8-CD collection.
Love isn't always on. No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
Don't bring me down.
The boys are back in town.
These are the classic songs that live on forever. Can't get this massive 8-CD collection in any store. So let rock rule with a complete classic rock collection. To order, have your credit card ready and call the number on your screen. Do it now.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream, and always remember, press on.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Treasurer Kate Marshall. She is also a candidate for Congressional District 2 on the Democratic side.
Kate, when you look at television ads and YouTube ads, the key debate so far in this race seems to be about raising the federal debt ceiling. How do you feel about raising the federal debt ceiling?
First off, I don't think that's a key debate. I think the key debate is whether we're going to get jobs here in Nevada and how do we do that. And I think the problem with the discussion that my opponent has on the debt ceiling is that it will cost us jobs. It'll cost us a lot of jobs and it'll throw this country right back into a recession. The kind of irresponsible, reckless advertising that he's doing is playing chicken with this economy. It is very, very dangerous. And when you deal with financial policy and you deal with trying to guide a country and a state through a fiscal crisis, you don't become reckless. You don't throw out your words in a kind of incendiary way. You have to lead with a steady hand. I think that his ad and his comments are, in fact, dangerous.
So do you want to raise the debt ceiling?
I want to make sure that we have jobs and that we are not thrown back into a recession. And there's only one way to do that. You have to lower the deficit and you have to raise that debt ceiling to create that opportunity. If we don't raise the debt ceiling, let me quote to you the United States Chamber of Commerce. We will throw this country into a recession, interest rates will go up, and you will owe millions of more dollars. Think about every business in this state all of a sudden having to pay more on the money it owes. Think about the few jobs that have been created and the rug being pulled right out from this.
All right, well, let's be honest.
Policy.
There was a very interesting article in Time magazine on the Constitution, and part of it dealt with the debt ceiling. And presidents of both sides have raised the debt ceiling over the years and gotten Congress to go along with them. The party who's out of power has always gone against it. But the bottom line, though, in this particular instance is that Mark Amadei, for a very little budget, got a lot of mileage. Maybe a lot of people who didn't know his name before now know it. So I think that from a campaign point of view, that it was a good ad in terms of getting the word out there. And this is going, is there any way that this is not going to be the ugliest race on the planet? Because there's going to be a ton of money coming in on the Democratic side to support you, not just for this race, but potentially with redistricting in 2012, you could go at it again with a whole different makeup for the state. There's going to be a ton of outside money coming in on the Republican side as well. I mean, are you prepared to sit here at this table and say that every campaign commercial that you're going to make is going to be positive, that you're not going to go after Mark Amadei?
I certainly will will say that if the way that my opponent seeks to get attention is to be reckless, then that is probably not the kind of person that I think Nevada needs as a representative in Congress.
Okay,
you
so
need
that
a steady
is
hand.
So that's
you
the
need
campaign.
Someone who's fiscally
is,
prudent.
So that's the campaign is to paint Mark Hannity as reckless?
It seems to be his campaign, doesn't it? And I think it's unfortunate. It's certainly not my
Actually,
priority.
Actually, we get to ask the questions. I don't get to ask, answer them around here.
Well, I think it is reckless. It's irresponsible. You need to focus on what are the needs of the people in this state and in this district.
But, you know, you look at Mark Hannity and you look at his voting record over the years, it's hardly one of being reckless. I think it's more of one of being moderate. I mean, you know, as a Republican, he's voted for tax increases at times to get us into what he perceived as a better fiscal position. And I'm playing devil's advocate here. I don't work for the Mark Hannity campaign, but I'm just trying to point out the realities between a campaign that is going to end up being, I would imagine, pretty vicious.
Well, I think what I hear you saying is that he has taken many different positions because I believe he has claimed he's
pragmatic. Is probably the way that some would describe him.
I'm not sure a reckless ad is pragmatic. I think my job is to focus on the people of Nevada, to focus on jobs, which is very, very critical. His ad goes against that. To focus on education, which we need in this state if we're going to expand our economy and make sure that our kids have jobs here and businesses here, and to make sure that we don't undercut Medicare and Social Security.
Kate, so far you've really distanced yourself from President Obama on his health care package, and you've also criticized the president on his performance in creating jobs. Could you explain why you're stepping away from President Obama in this race?
The beauty of a democracy is you get to have a discussion. We have a deficit problem in this country. We have about 5 years to get that deficit down before it starts getting us down. That is a very critical point at which we're at. I don't think that the president's budget plan does enough. The Ryan budget puts everything on its ear. The Ryan budget says, let's give subsidies to oil companies and let's slash Medicare. That's certainly not the way to reduce your deficit by having your senior citizens pay at the pump and then, and again, pay taxes while the oil companies walk away. But I think the president needs to do more. And the beauty of a democracy is you can ask your president to do more.
Well, he certainly helped out with gas prices by opening up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. A great appearance on the program. We thank you for being here. We look forward to you coming back many times, and we also look forward and we offer you the chance to debate Senator Amade on the program. Would you like to do that?
I have always enjoyed debating my opponents on your program, Sam.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and Social Security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. We held them over from our last show. Liz McMenamin is here, the Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Howard Rosenberg, Professor of Art at UNR and former regent. And Susan Fisher, Principal with Fisher Consulting. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
Kate Marshall, a very interesting appearance on our program in her campaign against likely Mark Amadei.
So
it becomes the ballot royale.
It's really going to be interesting to see how the Supreme Court comes down on this. However, in listening to her interview, I was fascinated, and I first must disclose that Mark Amadei has been our contract attorney for the Retail Association for a while. I have a great deal of respect for him and consider him a friend. For her to label him as reckless, Mark is anything but reckless, okay? He's very thorough, very, very thought out. And your point, Sam, that his ad that came out was very effective? Oh, indeed it was. It got the attention. That's what it was supposed to do.
One of the things about advertising is that you want to get not just the paid advertising, but the free media of people covering this. And this was a nationwide story.
Oh, absolutely.
Pro and con.
Exactly. And there's been a lot of feedback. A lot of money's come in. I'm sure Mark will see more. But it got him out there again, his face out there, and people recognize it. And CD2 is his area. He is a native Nevadan. He was born and raised in Carson City. He's been part of the community. People know him. They love him. I would love to be able to have the ability that Mark has to go in front of a crowd and entertain as well as educate, because that's just who he is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great sense of humor, but his interest has always been with the people. So
okay, but Kate Marshall has a point too, which is she has been elected state treasurer twice, and there are a lot of people who are familiar with her all across the state. You come from an entertainment background. That was a pretty good performance there this morning.
I don't know that
and
it was.
And she stayed on message.
Okay, I don't know that it was a performance. I think she really
feels... Isn't all
feels,
politics theater?
No, no, okay. It isn't. It's right. Bad theater many times, but I don't think it's meant to be theater. She cares a great deal. Mark cares a great deal. If indeed these two go head-to-head, it is going to be a really rough choice, because each one brings something very different to the table. And that's good, because that way you've got a table. And that's good, because... That way you've got a choice to make, but at least it's not so far polarized. And I particularly admired her saying it's not a Democrat thing or a Republican thing. It's citizen thing.
Well, that's,
forget the rest of it.
That's where I have to disagree with her, because when you look at this, the reality of it is that there are 30,000 more Republicans registered in the 2nd Congressional District than Democrats, and then you have to add 20,000 independent American party registered voters, and if they're going to go take away from their party and go Democrat or Republican, they're going to go with the Republican, just on principle.
I don't think this is silly. So
I think it's going to be a really interesting race to watch. It is going to be very, very entertaining, because they're both exceedingly bright people. They're both very funny people, really entertaining people. Very quick wit. So it's going to be interesting to watch this. I think it's going to be Mark's race, but he's going to have to work his rear end off and get out there. It was mentioned early on, well, he didn't have name recognition. They just didn't know how to say his name. They've known who Mark Amadei is. He's been around in Nevada politics, and in CD2, I think there's probably a higher name recognition for him there than for Kate Marshall at this point anyway.
Well, we're only talking about two candidates here, and if the Supreme Court decrees that there's going to be a free-for-all, we could have 25 candidates.
True.
And
the one candidate
that's going to really hurt Mark Amadei is Kirk Lippold, because he is going to take away a lot of the conservative votes away from Mark Amadei.
Very well.
Maybe
could.
Open it up for Kate Marshall.
But you've got two different things operating here. And let's keep that in mind. Democracy is anyone who wants to run, runs. You want to vote for him? That's what you do. Now, it makes it easier if there's only one and one. Okay, fine. Now, you can go into the whole pundit routine of, well, this one's going to siphon off this vote, and that one's going to siphon off that vote. It still doesn't make any difference to John Q. Public, who's going to vote for who he wants to vote for.
But it's our job to get people to vote. But at this moment in time...
It's going to be a low voter turnout election.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the people's fault. then if they haven't got enough strength to get themselves up off the damn couch and into a voting place, now you can even vote early, for the love of Pete. You can pick up your groceries at the same time you vote. How much easier can it be?
That is why the backing of the party is going to be so important, because the party is going to get people out to the polls, your voters out to the polls in a low turnout election. I think that's going to be the bottom line.
And you've got to know that Senator Reid is going to be pulling out the stops for money for Kate Marshall. Who's going to pull out the stops for money for Mark Amery?
You know, that could backfire on Kate Marshall, because Harry Reid lost 14 of 15 rural counties. The only rural county that went for Harry Reid was Mineral, and that was because of the Walker Lake issue.
And we already see Kate trying to distance herself from Harry Reid and his name.
From Obama.
Well, Obama too, but Harry too. She was going, well, now he's just one vote. No, Kate, he's not. He doesn't vote in that district. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't believe Senator Reid lives in CD2. He's not a vote.
Searchlight is not in CD2.
Okay, well, see, my point exactly. So she was quick to say, oh, no, he's only one vote. She's trying to distance herself somewhat in CD2, and she's going to need to, but she's not going to be able to, because she needs his money. She needs what he brings to the table for her for this election.
But I think, you know, the ace in the hole here is that it isn't just about this race, but it's about 2012.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Kate Marshall, at that point, even if she loses this time around, and I'm not saying she will, but she would have huge name recognition going into the 2012 cycle, which has now been redistricted, and who knows what the district will look like. That's where we got to leave it.
Thank you
all very much for staying the weekend. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit marilynyork.net for all your family law needs.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Em. On our next broadcast, we'll